This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel is now in its second phase of the Gaza war. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday the war inside Gaza will be difficult and long.
Netanyahu once again called on Palestinian civilians to leave the northern Gaza Strip, the focus of Israel's attack. Israel has tightened its blockade on Gaza and bombarded it for 3 weeks now. People are isolated, with a telephone and internet blackout that began on Friday. Many buildings there have been reduced to rubble. People are scrambling for food, water, fuel, and medicine. Gaza health authorities say over 7,500 Palestinians have been killed in the campaign. Meanwhile, there has been growing concern internationally over the toll from the bombing in Gaza and calls for a pause to let aid get to civilians. Here's UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk.
I am raising alarm about the possibly catastrophic consequences of large-scale ground operations in Gaza and the potential for thousands more civilians to die.
Also on Saturday, Netanyahu met with families of Israelis being held hostage in Gaza by Hamas.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. In Mexico,
como era antes, ya hay presupuesto.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador saying we are going to get Acapulco back on its feet. The resort town slammed by Hurricane Otis. It was the strongest Pacific hurricane ever to hit the Mexican coast. The death toll now at 39. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Mike Pence is dropping his bid for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination, ending his campaign for the White House. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports he had dropped out after struggling to raise enough money and gain traction in the polls.
It's become clear to me, this is not my time.
At the Republican Jewish Coalition Candidate Forum in Las Vegas.
I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Mike Pence becomes the first major candidate to leave the race that's been dominated by his former boss, Donald Trump. Pence failed to gain traction in the polls and struggled with fundraising and support.
I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land.
The withdrawal's a huge blow for the politician who spent years as Donald Trump's most loyal lieutenant. But in the end, he was bashed by Trump, who thought somehow Pence had the power to overturn the results of the 2020 election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An Iranian teenage girl injured weeks ago in a mysterious incident on Tehran's metro, while not wearing a headscarf, has died. Armida Garavan has been in a coma for weeks in Tehran before her death. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported her death on Saturday. Her parents appeared in state media footage saying a blood pressure issue and a fall, or perhaps both, contributed to the injury. Activists abroad have alleged that Garavan may have been pushed or attacked because she was not wearing the hijab, and called for an independent investigation by the United Nations. King Charles will visit Africa for the first time as king. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has this story. And South African fans go wild in Cape Town after the final whistle of the Rugby World Cup as the Springboks clinch victory over All Blacks. People had gathered in Bree Street in the fan park there to watch the epic final. Andre Pollard kicked four penalties to help South Africa to a nail-biting 12-11 victory. It is their record fourth Rugby World title. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.